Doctor said you got PCOS. Now go on, girl, just lose some weight. Till I took the symptoms into my own hands and reversed them naturally. So I became a dietitian to help my sisters feel the best they've ever felt. Take a step in my direction if you wanna prove them wrong and take control of yourself. Join a sister and a
Well, babe?
Well, Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union are now best friends with us, just so everybody knows.
Not to be dramatic.
We are friends with celebrities. We're on a first-name basis. We have coffee together.
We play pickleball.
We are close friends.
I'm kidding. But you know what? In our heads, it's real.
We'll tell a funny story because we actually were with them for a weekend in the same vicinity.
Right. We went to Calamigos Ranch for our 4-year anniversary trip.
Yeah, that's in Malibu.
Sirak planned this really cute, fun 3-night getaway in this cute bungalow. He ordered flowers, this gorgeous centerpiece bouquet with like
charcuterie board.
He ordered a charcuterie board
with gluten-free bread. Special request.
And like lots of like delicious little things on it other than the cheese, so I could totally enjoy it.
Yeah, there was a bunch
of salamis
meats.
It was so cute, honestly. Like, we got there and I was just like so pleased with all of it. There was like an outdoor tub. But before we get to the tub.
Yeah. It's the outdoor tub that Tanya was looking to use.
It's a good thing I didn't step foot in the outdoor tub, because I was just about to when Sirak was like, "Do you want to go play pickleball?" Tell him what happened, babe.
Well, before then, though, before that event.
Okay.
So this is the day before. This is like our second day there. There's like a free yoga session. Of course, it's Malibu. Like on the morning, Saturday morning, there's like a yoga session that's being done for free. So we're like, oh, let's go to the yoga session. Before we do that, we go to the coffee shop in the like resort, if you want to call it the ranch. And we're getting like coffee. Like Tyne's getting decaf coffee. I'm getting like a little bit of like this caffeinated tea, whatever. And then like, we sat down, we're just like chilling, it's morning, and then Tallinn's back is to the entrance of the coffee shop, and Dwayne Wade walks in, okay, and I'm like, Tallinn, don't turn around, but Dwayne Wade is right behind you. And for anyone that doesn't know, I mean, I've never said this before, so you don't know, but I am a huge LeBron James fan, like big time LeBron fan since he was back in like a rookie, and like Dwayne Wade and LeBron are like best friends, so I'm like, Tallinn, don't turn around. But Dwayne Wade's behind you. And I literally like stare at him as he's ordering coffee and he's like getting his like, he uses American Express. I'll tell you that right now. He took out his wallet, paid with the I literally paid attention to how he was swiping the credit card. He was so gentle. And then at this point, Tallinn's like,
oh my God. And then I turned around and this guy, he is so stylish.
Oh yeah, okay? He was.
Like his outfit was a whole vibe. He was wearing this cardigan, cool sweats, sick shoes. Like, he looked like he was styled.
I need to, like, get his stylist because he looked really cool.
Sirak's like, he definitely arrived to the ranch today, because nobody who's, like, at this ranch on vacation is dolling themselves. I'm not dolling themselves, but, like, looking that fly. You wake up
with, like, sweats. We're in sweats. And stuff. Yeah. You're on vacation.
But
Tallinn was like, does that mean Gabrielle Union's here?
Right. So then when we left the coffee shop, we were going to go to some other thing,
like a sound bath or something. Yeah,
oh, yoga.
Sound bath slash yoga.
And then
we went to the spa bathroom.
Right. So we went to the spa bathroom and there was Gabrielle Union laying on like a bench or something, you know, in a robe, scrolling her phone, whatever. And I literally stopped in my tracks and I stared at her like a deer in headlights, you guys. Like, usually I can collect myself, but I just couldn't. I was like, is that her? Is that her? Is that her? It's going through my head. 10 seconds of me standing and staring with my mouth agape. And this girl looked up from her phone and looked at me and had this like, what are you looking at face expression. Oh my God. I was so mortified. I like got out of there so quickly.
So after that, we were
after
like,
after all
oh
this,
God,
yeah.
This, that. And then like that same day, we went to get lunch. And while we're having lunch, Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade walk into
with
the lunch.
With their moms.
With their moms. Yeah, they're there with their moms. And like they're there like, we're like literally two tables away. And like, we can't even have lunch without just constantly looking and thinking about it. We're honestly like, oh, did you see they ordered strawberries and champagne? Like, oh my gosh. Like,
Dwayne's on the phone. Is it LeBron?
Yeah, he was on the phone for like an hour on speakerphone. I was going to walk by and be like, LeBron! And then the best part, okay, this is the best part, and then we'll end the story here, is so like Tanya was saying, she was like, oh, I'm going to take an outdoor bath in the bungalow. And I'm like, oh, let's go play pickleball and then you can do it after.
Okay.
We go play pickleball. And as we're playing pickleball, Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade walk to the court and stand outside the court and watch us play for like 2-3 minutes. And as they're watching us, they're like pointing at us and like doing saying this and saying that. I'm sure he was saying like, "Well, this guy's so good looking.
No,
look at his arms. He's
he
so
was probably
big.
Like, we should probably do this later. Yeah. Like, this looks like fun, whatever.
Yeah, but
with
he was
their
watching
moms,
us
with their mothers.
Yeah,
want the four of them, and somebody was giving them a tour of the grounds.
It was such a ironic thing because I watched this guy play for like almost 20 years and now he watched us play for like 2-3 minutes.
Pickleball.
Yeah, pickleball.
For like the second time in our lives, we're not even that good.
Yeah. It was really, Tanya was in her bra. Just say that
oh
right now.
Oh my God. I took my sweater off because the weather's been really weird and I didn't bring like summery clothes to this trip. I brought like sweats, sweaters, like things like that. And I had this like, not even a sports bra. Like it's literally this like flimsy, it's not a sports bra, it's like cotton. It's so inappropriate. I thought nobody was gonna see me. It's a very secluded pickleball court. I took off my sweater, I'm in like sweatpants, and Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union are watching me play pickleball in this extremely inappropriate v-neck cotton white almost transparent bralette.
That's
it's
so
a bralette
it's
let's
so
call
funny.
It what it is. I've never been. So, you know when you have a dream and in the dream you're like completely naked and everyone's looking at you? Like that's how I felt.
That's so funny.
It was like, this is an outer body experience.
That's hilarious. That's so funny.
I know.
But amazing. It was a cool, the ranch was really cool. It was a nice getaway. And by the way, I'm pretty sure Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union were staying at the much
nicer
part
side,
of the ranch. Like
for
we were
sure.
staying in the standard area.
Yeah.
They were in the secluded, like you have your own house kind of area.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
But that was really cool. It was an awesome experience. And we highly recommend it. If you live in the LA area, check out Cala Migos Ranch. It's just a cool place. It's like you're in nature. Cool place to get away. No sponsor at all.
There's also a really nice place to go horseback riding nearby.
Yeah.
And it was super fun. Such a nice activity.
Yeah. We had a great anniversary. So cool. All right. With that said, let's go back to our podcast about PCOS. You know? Today's podcast episode, as you know from the name of the episode, it's going to be all about berberine. But we're also going to compare it to metformin and inositol. There's an actual study that compares all three supplements / medications. And we're going to tell you the results and which one came out as the winner.
Yes.
And with that said, though, let's kick off our Monday motivation.
Monday motivation. First thing is first from Samantha Tashinsky. She is a member of the Sisterhood. And she messaged us saying, sisters, I must announce that due to finding Tallinn and following her regimen, amongst a few other things, my husband and I finally got our positive pregnancy test. Woo! I can't thank you enough for being a blessing in my life.
That's amazing, Samantha. Woo! Congratulations on the pregnancy results. We wish you the best and can't wait.
I love messages like this. It really makes our day.
Yeah. And our next Monday motivation post, and again, these are posts, wins from other sisters, either in the Sisterhood, on Instagram, or anywhere that we get these messages about how they are reversing their symptoms and basically showing PCOS who the boss is.
Who the boss.
Our next win is from Jane. She did a post about the walking challenge. So if you don't know, this month we did a walking challenge in the Sisterhood, and every week we picked a winner. Two winners to receive Hoka shoes. Really cool challenge that we're doing. Next month, we're doing a smoothie challenge. And we're going to be picking winners to win a blender.
Yes.
Really cool, right? Like all these challenges have a prize that coincides with that challenge.
And you can safely assume which one of us is the giveaway king here. It's Sirak.
How dare you.
Because he loves to come up with fun giveaways. And this was totally his idea. Ninja blender.
My idea was to do a Vitamix giveaway, but then I was like, that's expensive and we could probably only do one winner.
Yeah.
Or we can do like a Ninja blender and pick four winners and give more prizes, you know?
So that's going to be the giveaway for next month.
Yeah.
But this month was Hoka shoes.
Yes. And just so everybody knows, so like none of these giveaways are sponsorships where like they're giving it to us for free. It's literally we're paying with our own money because that's what we do. Like every, we try to always support the community in any way we can by continuously giving back, and you know, prizes, giveaways, Ovacetol, everything. We always do giveaways every single week in the membership and everywhere else.
However, if you do have a hookup from work or friends or family, and you think there's somebody out there that wants to sponsor us, for example, if your cousin is the owner of Hoka Shoes, let us know.
Let us know. We'd be happy to work with you.
Okay.
All right, cool. Let's go back to this. Jane's message. This walking challenge has been amazing. I started walking a lot more last month, so this has only kept it going. Along with the walks, I've been incorporating some slow-weighted workouts, and I'll do some sprinting in my backyard while I kick the ball for my pup. Mm. Honestly, probably more of a fast jog for most, but it sure gets my heart rate up. I have lost some weight since starting really about 5 weeks ago. Not sure how much I've lost, but pants and everything are fitting better. Mm. Since I started weighing myself about 3 weeks ago, I've lost 3 pounds. Not a lot, but I'm telling you, I have not been restricting at all. That's a lot, honestly. In those weeks, that's a lot of weight. And she listed what she's been doing. She said that she's been prioritizing movement, veggies and fruits, reduction in dairy and gluten, Ovacetol, spearmint tea, high protein breakfast, reducing alcohol, less sugar, not binging in front of the TV and eating more mindfully, example at dinner, listening to hunger and rescues, also loving myself and enjoying making myself feel pretty. So like this may be a lot of things she's listing, but if you really think about it, these are all adjustments you make slowly over time, and they're not overwhelming. You know, like you're not actually working hard to reduce alcohol. You just don't have that glass of wine every single night or whatnot, you know?
Little choices can really add up to big results. And that's the thing with PCOS. Yeah. So many different things affect it. And if you just tweak a little bit here and there in your lifestyle, it can make the biggest difference.
Yeah. And she says, overall, my periods have been regular for 5 months now. I just got some last lab testing done recently, and honestly, everything looks pretty good. And then she says, I can't thank you sisters enough. Tanya and Sidak, you both are absolutely amazing. I love your podcast, groups, and everything. You both are so down to earth. You can tell you're truly, oh my, this is such a nice message. You can tell you're truly doing this out of the goodness of your hearts and the knowledge you have, not just for the money like some.
That's so nice.
I agree with everything you're saying. Thank you so much for that. I can't believe how much my body and mind has changed since learning from both of you. And she included an image of her, a screenshot of her steps and her pup, who is walking
her
with her
dog.
It's a, listen, I don't Dalmatian know the breeds.
Dalmatian mix.
Dalmatian mix, huh? It's like a Dalmatian with long hair.
Mm-hmm. That's so sweet. I love this.
Yeah. Amazing.
And
amazing,
I love the message. Thoroughness of her message, because people can really like pick up from it and learn from it.
Exactly. That's why we have that community aspect, so people can talk to each other and really, you know,
share their experience and like uplift.
Exactly.
A lot of like communities, PCOS communities in Facebook are really negative and like worrisome and just like a lot of anxiety. But we like to keep ours like a safe space where people can share their feelings and uplift each other and share like the good things that are going on.
Yeah. And our Facebook group isn't also limited to like what we preach. Like we talk about all kinds of things, about like when people bring up any topic in regards to diet, working out, we give them the resources, we give them videos, we give them all the knowledge so they can go on the path that they're looking to do, you know? So it's a great place for anyone.
Yes. Did you hear about that sister who took Ovacetol and finally got her period after a year of not having one?
Incredible. I see those kinds of messages on Instagram a lot. How does that even happen?
Well, Ovacetol helps with healing insulin resistance, a common root issue that most PCOS sisters have. And by targeting insulin resistance, we're seeing sisters kick those crazy cravings, finally regulate their periods, ovulate, and improve their egg quality. Each packet of Ovacetol has a 40-to-1 ratio of myo-inositol and D-chiro-inositol. This ratio is similar to the ratio that should be found in the body, but with women like me who have PCOS, this ratio is often imbalanced. So taking Ovacetol can be super effective in treating insulin resistance, starting from the root of the issue.
So awesome. It tastes like nothing, so just warn me when you put it in a cup so I don't drink it.
You got it, boo. Check out the link in the description to get 15% off your order.
All right, let's get started with the episode about berberine.
Yes. So berberine has kind of been touted as nature's Ozempic lately on Instagram. So we thought it would be a really good idea to do a podcast episode about it and discuss some of the research that's been done about berberine, comparing it to metformin, talk about the benefits for PCOS women. So this is going to be a really interesting topic to cover because it has a lot of benefits.
Yeah, the funny thing is how like a sentence just goes viral. Like, I don't know who started nature's Ozempic. Was it a doctor? Was it an influencer? Was it somebody on TikTok? I don't know, but somebody said nature's Ozempic.
Yeah,
and that just took off.
It just took off. Yeah, it went viral, seriously.
And at the end, we'll also like talk about why we didn't include berberine in our supplement bundle. And you'll probably see at the end of this episode the reasons why when we talk, as we talk about it.
Right. So berberine, number one, reduces insulin. Let's get right into it. Berberine is a potent insulin sensitizer, and it kind of rivals metformin. Women with PCOS, we tend to have a lot of problems with insulin resistance, insulin signaling as well, and just getting our bodies to be sensitive to insulin. And it's a major component to all of our symptoms, especially our periods, our testosterone, and things like that. So there have been a lot of studies comparing berberine to metformin in women with PCOS. Several studies show that berberine lowers insulin and glucose levels similarly to metformin, except without all of the side effects. And I'm sure you've heard us say the same thing about inositol and how inositol helps with insulin resistance as much as metformin, except without all the side effects. So I found a study that compares berberine, inositol, and metformin.
That's amazing.
I thought it was so significant. I was just like floored that I found this study because I was thinking it. I was like,
yeah,
okay, so which one should we be taking? Like, what's going on here?
And the interesting, I mean, not interesting, like the really important thing to take away too is like with berberine, why berberine is being like recommended for PCOS women is the insulin resistance. Right. That's its main benefit. And for PCOS women, since 80% are or have insulin resistance, that's the reason why it's recommended for PCOS women.
Exactly. So it's being talked about a lot. And so is inositol because it helps with insulin resistance. So let's look at this study comparing the three. So they did a trial where PCOS women were randomly assigned to one of the treatments to compare their weight, waist to hip ratio, blood sugar, insulin, testosterone, and cholesterol. Metformin, which is the classical drug used in PCOS, showed improvements in all the parameters in PCOS women. But as we know, this comes with a lot of side effects and is a drug. So then it showed that berberine, the supplement berberine, may have greater potential to reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease than metformin in PCOS women, due to its effect on body composition, lipid profiles, cholesterol, and its ability to improve hormone status. So although berberine helped improve blood sugar just as well as metformin did, one thing that it did better than metformin is reducing the risk of cardiovascular disease. So that was super interesting. Then the study talked about myo-inositol and how that showed improvements in endocrine parameters and insulin sensitivity. And endocrine parameters, we're talking about hormone levels. The study also suggested that inositol may be considered as a first-line option in PCOS patients with insulin resistance.
So the first option before going to berberine or metformin.
Right.
Interesting.
So I thought that was super interesting. They, like, berberine was better at the cholesterol and the LDL cholesterol and cardiovascular disease, but myo-inositol was better at the endocrine parameters, the hormones, and the insulin sensitivity. So I thought that this was a really eye-opening study, and you know, it's something to definitely consider when you go to the doctor's office and you look at your blood work and maybe you really struggle with cholesterol more than anything else, and berberine might be a better option for you.
Yeah.
But most women with PCOS struggle with insulin resistance and endocrine parameters, like hormonal issues, more. So myo-inositol would be typically considered the first line approach.
Yeah. Amazing. I mean, it's interesting that how they actually made a study with all three. And at the end, they tell you, okay, this is the better one to start with before you decide on the other two. So
yeah, this might be like the better option. Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. So I thought it was super interesting.
That is very interesting. We'll put that research study in the description as well. So you can click on it, go to it, print it out, and take it to your doctor.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, man, You gave me metformin, but this, there are better options, you know? Like, exactly. I mean, obviously, I'm not saying to go there with an attitude or, like, and, like, kind of cuss out your dog. I'm not trying to say that. I'm just joking around. But, you know, it's very cool that
most you can print that out and this. Send it.
Yeah, most doctors are very open to this, yeah.
All right.
Cool.
Benefit number two.
Yes. So the second benefit with taking berberine is that it improves gut health. When there's too much bacteria in the gut, that can actually cause leaky gut, contributing to GI symptoms like gas, bloating, diarrhea, constipation. This is one of the reasons why we talk about going gluten-free, because of the leaky gut syndrome. Now, berberine has been found to provide a gut barrier protecting by increasing good bacteria in the gut. This also helps lower insulin resistance, obesity, diabetes, and other metabolic disorders. Mm-hmm. And let's not forget how the gut is related to your brain. And like when you have bad gut health, that can actually cause anxiety, depression, feeling like you have brain fog. These are all very much related to gut health.
Yeah. Not only your brain, but also your metabolism, like this study is showing.
Yeah.
So I think it's a really important feature to berberine.
Yeah.
Number three is that it improves fatty liver disease. Berberine has been shown to be an effective option in reducing fatty liver. Women with PCOS actually have double the risk of getting non-alcoholic fatty liver disease compared to women without PCOS. So that's why this is really important here. Having PCOS, it's a huge, enormous independent risk factor for fatty liver. Like we're like way more likely to have fatty liver. So there was one study that found that berberine significantly reduced fatty liver in those with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, and pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, this is considering like for women with PCOS, the first three things we talked about are really important.
Super important.
Insulin resistance, gut health, fatty liver. PCOS women all have high chances of getting these diseases or syndromes.
I'm noticing on Instagram people talking about fatty liver more because it's just such a big deal for PCOS women. Like I said, we're so much more likely to have it. And that's why in our episodes that we've done about alcohol, podcast episodes about alcohol, I always like preach about fatty liver and how alcohol, you know, can cause that.
I feel like I want to say you and like we were like the first ones to talk about like fatty liver and alcohol and how like, you know, like we were like, at the time it was like, we were like the messenger and everybody was like, come on, let me enjoy my life. And like, we were just saying like, we're not trying to, you know, cancel the parade. We're not trying to, you know, say no more alcohol in your life. We just want you to be aware of the dangers of fatty liver and alcohol with PCOS. And now it's much more touted as like a normal thing to say for everyone. So, you know, you never know. One day, that's how everybody will be talking about gluten dairy free.
Yeah.
So next benefit is that it fights cancer. I mean, it does.
We're not saying it's a cure for cancer.
Yeah, it's not a cure for cancer, but it has been regarded as an anti-cancer treatment. Mm-hmm. So there's a possible link between sugar intake, high glucose, and insulin levels with cancer. According to an article in the New York Times, sugar may actually fuel cancer cells, promoting tumor growth. Now, taking berberine has been shown to prevent cancer cells from replicating and invading other cells. Berberine has also been regarded as a potential agent for improving adipose breast tissue and decreasing breast cancer risk.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever read that about a supplement. Interesting. Berberine also helps lower cholesterol. So berberine boosts fat burning in the mitochondria, and that's the powerhouse of your cells. So it basically boosts your cells in burning fat in order to lower cholesterol. And it also shows that it can help promote cholesterol excretion, like from your liver, from bile, to get that cholesterol out of your body. And so that's how berberine is able to lower cholesterol. Now, they compared berberine with metformin in studies done on PCOS women, and that showed that berberine helped reduce total cholesterol, triglycerides, and LDL significantly more than metformin did. And I thought that was very interesting. Now, one thing to know, when you take birth control, that actually increases your cholesterol and triglycerides. And they did a study that showed that berberine helped lower those markers, cholesterol and triglycerides, in women with and without PCOS, whose cholesterol went up because they took birth control.
Isn't that interesting?
Isn't that interesting?
Birth control, the life savior, is actually making cholesterol worse, giving you vitamin deficiencies, masking the problems. Of course, there are times where birth control is very helpful too. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, it's interesting how, you know, a lot of things are happening because of birth control.
Yeah. And people think that it's like the solution, but it's really just fake hormones in your body and making you think that everything's okay when it's not.
Yeah.
All right, next.
Next benefit is that it fights inflammation. Berberine possesses anti-inflammatory properties. It suppresses your body's inflammatory response to stress and inflammation. It's been shown to reduce C-reactive protein, which is a marker of inflammation. So great benefit there. We all know inflammation is one of the core types of PCOS.
Mm-hmm.
The next benefit, we'll just jump to it, is that it boosts fertility and pregnancy. So for all the sisters who are trying to improve their fertility and improve their pregnancy rates, berberine has been shown to improve ovulation in women with PCOS, as well as improve pregnancy rates with IVF treatment. Studies show that berberine alone improved the periods and the ovulation rate in
anovulatory
women with PCOS in 3 months. Now, with this one too, there's actually more studies done on inositol in this respect, where inositol has been shown to improve ovulation as well, egg quality, fertility, menstrual regularity, all of the core, you know, things you want to look at.
IVF treatment.
Yeah. So yeah, inositol has more studies in this case, but it's still good to know that berberine can help with fertility and pregnancy.
Yeah, and it totally makes sense. You know, berberine's helping with blood sugar, and that's closely related to your ovulation and your period regularity. So this totally makes sense to me.
Yes.
So berberine also helps reduce testosterone. It has been shown to help reduce androgen levels like testosterone in women with PCOS. And there was actually a study that found that berberine significantly reduced total testosterone and the free androgen index levels, which is like DHEA, as well as increased levels of sex hormone binding globulin, which binds to testosterone.
Yeah, it's like a sponge that cleans up the excess testosterone in your body. Mm-hmm. So having more of that binding globulin will clean up that testosterone in your body.
Yeah, so many of us struggle with excess testosterone, and berberine could be very helpful.
And is this due to, I know it's improving the sex hormone binding globulin, but mm-hmm. it's also because of it's lowering insulin resistance,
yeah,
which then helps you with, because when you have insulin resistance, your body, your ovaries will overproduce testosterone.
Mm-hmm.
And when you lower your insulin resistance, when you improve your insulin sensitivity, then your testosterone goes down as well. So this is just one of those like factors there.
Yes, that's absolutely true.
Yes.
I love when you describe the sex hormone binding globulin like a sponge, because I actually like visualize SpongeBob like cleaning up.
Like, you know how you like clean something with like squeaky noise?
Yeah. I use the SpongeBob gifs a lot when I'm texting.
I know, like I love the imagination.
Yeah.
Man, that's like our childhood. Like,
I know.
I'll never forget those like SpongeBob, like a couple of those clips, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the new SpongeBob?
No,
it's
I don't
insane.
Watch it. It's not right.
It's so weird.
It's not how it was.
It's not even the same animation. Like, they changed the way it looks, like the way, like, the colors and stuff are. It's kind of weird.
Mm-mm. All right, back to berberine.
Yes. All right, we got two more benefits.
Two more.
And then we'll talk about why we didn't include berberine in our bundle or in our supplement line. So the next benefit is that it lowers blood pressure. So one study showed that berberine plus lifestyle intervention lowered blood pressure more than those who only made the lifestyle changes.
Yeah. So if you're struggling with high cholesterol and high triglycerides, most likely you're also struggling with blood pressure issues, and it all just ties together.
Yep.
So berberine also aids in weight loss and body fat loss.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big benefit of berberine. It's that it specifically targets fat cells to reverse fat storage, especially in the central part of your body, like your midsection, the belly fat. The majority of studies have shown weight loss and reduced BMI from taking berberine.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention that the levels of leptin as well as ghrelin, these are appetite hormones, they have been shown to be impaired in women with PCOS. And so when you take berberine has shown to reduce the secretion of these appetite hormones like leptin, which stimulate appetite. So it actually like has a role like deep within our hunger and fullness, you know, hormones that can affect our weight loss journey. Because a lot of women with PCOS, like I just said, have leptin resistance mm-hmm. and issues with these hormones that regulate hunger and fullness.
Yeah. And to compare to, of course, studies have shown that inositol and metformin also aid in weight loss and body fat loss.
Mm-hmm.
And in those studies, it was shown that inositol supplements are proven, in fact, to lower BMI, lower weight gain, and help you with losing that body fat.
Yeah, exactly.
So those are all the 10 benefits of berberine, and we want to now move to the question, because we got this question last week from somebody. They emailed us, and it was kind of like a, I want to say it was kind of like a rude way of asking, but they were like, why wouldn't you include berberine in your supplement bundle? What kind of a business? Like, it was like, what kind of a supplement line do you have? We were like, hold
wait
on.
Wait a
like,
minute.
Take a minute. Like, I mean, that's, we have a reason why. Like, you don't, you know.
People really just, keyboard thugs.
I mean, when we say people, it's like the 1%.
Yeah,
1%, you know, like. So it's never the majority or never even like
no, it's
more
just
than,
like randomly someone is like so rude you can't, you like fall off your chair.
Yeah, so but anyway, to us, of course, like you can include berberine, you cannot include berberine, mm-hmm. but at the end of the day, including both berberine and ovacetol is just overkill.
Too much, yeah. Inositol is the most researched supplement for PCOS women. And plus, like, as I talked about that one study in the beginning of this episode, comparing berberine with inositol and metformin, inositol has shown to be the first line approach when it comes to insulin resistance and PCOS. And so many of us have that.
Yeah.
So it just made sense that we went with inositol over berberine.
Mm-hmm.
In addition, I feel like if we did berberine and we were only choosing four supplements for the bundle.
Yeah.
It would have just been repetitive if one was berberine and we also had ovacetol.
And we actually were thinking about including berberine, actually, like when we were doing our planning. And we thought, okay, what if we included berberine? And then we talked to a couple of doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And they told us, you know, it's too much.
It's a lot.
It can actually lower the blood sugar too much if we take both together. And all the benefits that we talked about here, the 10 benefits, inositol has almost all the same exact benefits,
right,
besides a couple things here. But like literally inositol does the same exact benefits and in some cases even better.
Mm-hmm.
Like we talked about, there are actually more research studies on inositol compared to berberine, a lot more. And those research studies show more improvements compared to what's shown with berberine. That doesn't mean that berberine is not as helpful.
It's excellent.
It's a great option. So
if you want it, try it.
Yeah, exactly. If that's something you want to try out, go for it.
Also, like some people can't tolerate inositols.
Yeah.
There's like a small percentage of people who can't tolerate it. And berberine is a great alternative.
Yep, exactly. So at the end of the day, it's really up to you in terms of which option you want to go with. We do find that inositol is also more cost effective because, for example, when you buy ovacetol, like if you're going to choose ovacetol, that's around $70. And then if you divide that into three, because it comes in a 3-month supply. If you divide that into three, it's essentially around like $20 to $25 a month.
Mm-hmm.
A good berberine supplement, and I say good one because you want to get one that's NSF certified. If you get a berberine supplement that's just like from Amazon, that's like a random brand or even like a supplement website, you want to make sure it's NSF certified. Forget, I'm telling you, sisters, we've been doing so much into the supplement world. GMP certification doesn't mean squat.
Squat.
It doesn't mean squat. GMP certification is a stamp that almost every supplement company puts. Why? Because it's so easy to get. You barely have to do any work to get a GMP certification. Whereas a NSF certification, which we have, which Ovastol has, and a lot of other companies like Pure Encapsulations, Thorn Labs. There's a lot of companies out there, but like Garden of Life, all these reputable brands have NSF certifications because that means they actually got those supplements, sent it to a third-party laboratory,
mm-hmm.
which you're paying for, by the way. This is not free. You're paying for this process, and then they're testing it and telling you, does it have contamination? Is it actually berberine in there, or is it rice flour? This has happened to other people. We're not gonna say who. But does it have XYZ or does it have 100% berberine? Like they will tell you the report, and if everything is accurate, then they give you the NSF certification. The reason why most supplement companies don't do this, and we're the only PCOS supplement company that has an NSF certification. The reason why is you have to pay for this service and you have to get higher quality products. If you're getting your products from just some sketchy sources, and I'm not saying that anybody's doing this, by the way, I'm just saying in general, you don't want to do NSF certification because you're going to likely fail.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure on Amazon, there's plenty of like cheap products that are definitely.
And I don't want to like, this isn't in no way of saying that like all other supplement companies for PCOS are doing something.
You just have to be careful. You have to find the NSF certified ones. You have to make sure that there is like diligence because supplements play a huge role in PCOS. It's like a major factor. It's like just as important as like diet and exercise. Like you know, we're missing nutrients. We have nutrient deficiencies. We have all this inflammation. Like, we need our supplements and we need them to work, you know?
So with that being said, the only reason I brought this up, it wasn't to throw shade at anybody. It was just to say, if you're going to get berberine, go and get it from a reputable brand. Like, for example, Thorn. Thorne. They have berberine. They're NSF certified. They're a very, very reputable brand because they're literally like a lab-grade supplements. Just like us. There's also Pure Encapsulations. Like, if you're going to get berberine, get it from those two companies because we truly believe, like, they're amazing quality. Mm-hmm. And we have no affiliation with them at all.
Yeah. Cenex is a supplement king over here. I mean, you can ask for any details about pricing. He has them all memorized, about certification, purity.
I'm just really passionate about the testing because I've been taking supplements since I was like 18, 19 years old because I knew, as I was learning along the way, I realized how important it is. And then I slowly learned about quality, you know, like I would be that person when I was younger because, you know, I'm going to college, I'm working, I don't have a lot of money. I would get the cheapest one, you know?
Right.
And I wouldn't feel that good. Sometimes I would get bloated. And I later found out that the cheaper supplements have like fillers. Yeah. They don't actually have the exact ingredients. And sometimes you end up finding out they don't even have any of those ingredients. Yeah. And this has happened to a lot of companies in the past. They've gotten in trouble. They've been ostracized by the community. And that's one of the reasons why we were really adamant about NSF certification because we were paranoid. We're like, what if our supplier lies to us? Right. Or what if this happens? Or what if that happens? Like, we don't want to be like giving people something that they're not supposed to be taking or something that's inaccurate. Like, it's not for the money. It's for like, we would feel bad. We would, in our hearts, we'd be like, man, we messed up. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, the NSF certification was to help us sleep better at night and help make sure that you're getting exactly what you're ordering. So that's like the really reason why I'm passionate. It's not to throw shade at anyone, to any other PCOS supplement company. I think they're all doing their best and I think they're all passionate about what they do and I think they're helping people. But to me,
these are really important.
Yeah, criteria. The next step is to get an NSF certification. I truly believe every PCOS supplement company should have that because, you know, these are people who have been struggling for years and you don't want to waste any of their time by giving them suboptimal supplements. If I'm not saying that's the case. I'm just saying you never know if you don't test it.
Right.
All right. I've been talking so much.
And on that note.
I got so passionate.
The passion is real.
This was not even in the PCOS doc. It was not even the berberine doc. I just went off.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode, sisters. And I hope you go to Calamigos Ranch
for
your anniversary or staycation, vacation, whatever it may be, because it's so much fun.
And maybe when you go, you'll be friends with George Clooney. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? George Clooney's probably not going there.
I don't know. He's probably going he probably owns an island. Lake Como. Yeah, probably owns an island in like off of Italy or something.
Seriously.
Cool. Well, thank you everybody for listening. Really appreciate all your support. And if after listening to this, you know, if you want to order berberine, we gave you some examples. If you want to order ovacetol, you know that we have a 15% off link in the description. And of course, always speak with your doctor when you're making these decisions about going on berberine or ovacetol and of course metformin. Always talk to your doctor and make sure that they're supporting you in your decision.
On that note, we'll talk to you soon.
Yes, take care. We love you. Have a great rest of your week.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, sisters, just wanted to let you know that all of our podcast episodes have corresponding blog posts that dive deeper into each topic. So head over to PCOSweightloss.org/blog.
Is it slash or is it backslash blog?
I don't know.
I've always heard one or the other.
It's forward slash.
Or slash? Just in case, you can also go to PCOSweightloss.org.